After that, you would come to the brazen altar of burnt offering where the innocent lamb of bearing the repentant sinner's sins would be offered. Another lovely fact or juicy tidbit just for interest sake is to realize that the lamb was killed by the sinner themselves. And this was to impress on that person the impact of their sin. You see, can you imagine taking a little lamb, tiny, beautiful little lamb, and having to cut its throat? That will get you thinking, and it'll make you realize, but that little thing did nothing to deserve that. He is dying on my behalf. After the brazen offer of burnt offering, you come to the laver, which is right in front of the sanctuary tent. And this sanctuary tent outside, you would have the laver, this dish. It was basically a dish with water in it. And this was where the priest would go to wash his hands and his feet before he went into the temple. Remember that every item in the sanctuary has got a specific requirement or a specific reason for being there. Once you've walked past the laver, you enter the sanctuary tent, or what's known as the holy place. Inside the holy place, it was a quiet place, sheltered, and it was a place where the priest could come in a closer personal relationship with God. Inside there were some very specific items. Firstly was a table of showbread. Secondly were the seven lamps, or the lamp with the seven lampstands. And then thirdly, the altar of incense. These items were in the holy place. And then once you had gone past the holy place, there would be a thick curtain. They estimate the curtain was as high as 6 meters high and as thick as a man's hand. That's thick. That's a huge piece of material. Right? That's like a brick wall today. Thick as a brick wall, 6 meters high. The curtain that would separate the holy place from the most holy place.